Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and know what's looking for your next read, then join us. So welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Gigi from Gigi Reads Romance and By the Trope Instagram account. Hi, Gigi.
Hi.
So excited to have you here. I've been following your journey of By the Trope, and I am like, I'm here for it, and I want to know all about it. So let's talk about how you end up buying the inventory of an old bookstore. What was the process like? Where are you storing the books? How are you selling them? How can we support you in this endeavor? So many questions.
Well, it was kind of a very spur of the moment decision. I went in the store after she reopened after COVID happened and everything. And, you know, she told me that she was closing in like 3 weeks. And I'm like, I was just so upset about it because that was my favorite used bookstore. And it's actually the only one left in town, or was the only one left in town. So I went back and I was like, what are you going to do with the books? And she's like, well, I don't know. I'm hoping to find a buyer for the store. And she wanted to sell me the store. But I mean, this is a really bad time to open any kind of business. So I was like, I can't buy the store, but I'll buy your books. So she named a price and I was like, yeah, why not? So I just ended up buying all the books.
Oh my God. And so where are you storing them?
They are now in my basement.
Okay.
They're all in boxes. I'm going through the boxes one by one, which is very painstaking and slow because I keep stopping to read blurbs and look at covers.
And step backs.
And my husband built some shelves in the basement. So I'm trying to like get everything organized by author. And hopefully one of these days I will have everything organized and have some videos up online for everyone to look at.
I love this. And where are you selling them?
I am selling them on eBay right now. I have an Instagram account, like you mentioned, By the Trope, and I list a lot of the books that I have on sale on eBay there. I take pictures of step backs and put up the blurbs and stuff like that.
I love this. And you're selling lots as well as just like single books, right?
I am selling lots. It's kind of slow because I want to put lots together that make sense. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to like find the right books for lots, so taking me a while, but I think it'll get easier with time.
Mm-hmm. I love this. Yeah, I am pretty much gonna be buying books for you. I discovered eBay book selling pretty much like a month ago. I heard about it from Jessica from Peace Love Books and Lacey from Lacey Books Lovers. They came on the show and just talked about their eBay finds, and I've been watching their stories and their eBay, you know, their hundreds of books they've accumulated things to eBay. So I think it's a good place to sell books. Yeah.
I'm hoping to have my own store one day, but online store, but we'll see how that works. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. So what kind of books are there? Like, do you have discovered? Are they mostly historical, or do you have like any contemporaries or paranormals?
Right now it's mostly historical. I have found some paranormals, and I bought some of her contemporary collection, but I haven't opened those boxes yet, so I have no idea what's in them.
Oh, this is so exciting. So let's talk about romance. Let's talk about romance and tropes and books and all this fun stuff. So what is your favorite romance trope?
Probably enemies to lovers.
Okay.
I think that's my go-to the most.
I like it. Do you have any suggestions for enemies to lovers?
Yes, I love, one of my favorite ones is Sherry Thomas, and it's called Tempting the Bride. Mm-hmm. Also, it's actually a combo of enemies and pining, because the hero, he pretends to be her enemy and to kind of hate her, but he really doesn't.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's been in love with her for years.
Oh!
And she hates him. And it's so good. And it's also like a marriage of convenience. Having to get married. I mean, it's just Oh, it's a perfect book. There's so many tropes in the book.
I have to read this book right now.
So good. I always recommend that one because there's so many tropes in it. It really fits for like every kind of request, you know.
I love that.
Also, Anne Stewart, A Rose at Midnight. This is very old school. I think it was published in like the early 90s. I think it's still fans today. I think I read it, reread it not too long ago, and it's just such a good book. The heroine is actually planning to kill the hero. Woo! She wants to poison him.
This is enemies to lovers. This is really enemies.
Very enemies. She hates him. She blames him for her family's demise in the French Revolution.
Okay.
He decides that she's going to kill him, and he kidnaps her before she can do that. But she doesn't stop trying to kill him. And that's how they fall in love. I mean, I know it sounds bad, but it's amazing. It's an amazing book. I really highly recommend it. Let's see. And another one is Medieval. Mm-hmm. It's a book. It's Penelope Williamson. And it's called Keeper of the Heart. And he is a knight who goes to conquer her keep. And of course, they end up getting married. So I guess it's a marriage of convenience as well. And that one's an epic book. I mean, it goes like 500 pages and it has everything in it that you can imagine. And it's amazing. I would highly recommend that one too.
I love this. I love these recommendations. First of all, because they're like different recommendations that I never thought about. And at the same time, they have like all the elements, marriage of convenience, enemies to lovers, they really hate each other, you know. So I love this. So let's see, which authors are your autobi?
Well, you know, a lot of the same ones that everyone says, like Lisa Kleypas, but I also love some maybe not so well-known ones, like Eliza Braeden. Mm-hmm. Wrote a series called Rescued from Morn, and it's like 8 or 9 books long. I can't remember, but she's amazing. I don't know why more people aren't talking about her. She's a lot, like if you like Kleypas, you like Dare and those authors, you would love her. She really is very good. And she has, that series has all the tropes you can imagine.
Really?
Book is a different trope, yes. It's amazing.
Ooh.
Let's see. Serena Bowen is also a very good one. She's kind of indie.
Yeah.
He writes contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
Her True North series is really good. There's the second book in that one. Just I'm not a crier, but that book makes me ugly cry every single time I read it.
Oh, I love the True North series. I remember reading it a few years ago, and I was living in New York, and I was like, I'm gonna go to Vermont. Like, it just, I wanted to go apple picking in Vermont, and so I actually like made it happen. I was like, I went apple picking in Vermont. Like a few weeks later, I was like, I emailed my friend. I was like, can I just go apple picking?
That too.
Yeah, it's like, it's literally like far apple picking fall. It's like your perfect fall book. Like this series is like fall the edge, you know.
Yes, it is. It's perfect. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So what have been some of your 5-star reads?
Let's see. These are all very old school. Not Paradise. It's a contemporary, but I think it qualifies as a historical now because it's so old.
Oh my God.
It's like before cell phones and everything. But it's a second chance romance. And normally I don't like second chances. I mean, they're very, very hard sell for me. Mm-hmm. But this works because there's a very good reason why they're separated.
Mm.
There's a very good reason why they both think the worst of each other. And it's so well written that you just, oh my God, the angst, you feel their pain. And once they're reunited again, the plot doesn't get dragged along, or the lie, the misunderstanding. I mean, they find out pretty quickly what happened. But it's just, it's epic. It's a romance in every sense of the word. And I highly recommend anyone who loves just angsty, sweeping romance to read this book. It's amazing. Another one is Meredith Duran. She writes historicals, and it's called Fool Me Twice. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like mistaken identity, I guess. The heroine tries to infiltrate the hero's house to find out to save herself because she's in big trouble. And she finds him pretty much a shell of what he used to be. So she kind of hates him, but she can't help but feel sorry for him. So he was a very powerful duke, and he was very like powerful in parliament, and something happens to kind of topple him off his very high horse, I guess. And he's pretty much destroyed. So when she finds him, he's just like this, it's kind of like Beauty and the Beast in a way. Mm-hmm. So she rescues him, and then he rescues her. And it's such a good book. Finding himself again with her help, basically. It's really romantic. And Meredith Duran is just an incredible writer. I'm very angsty, I have to say. If you don't like too much angst, then it might not be for you, but it's really very good. Lorraine Heath has several books, but one of my favorites is Beyond Scandal and Desire. Mm-hmm. And it's the book in her recent series. She's just finishing it up this month, I think it's the last book that gets released. Have you read that one?
No, not actually. I've been meaning to read Lauren Heath for a while. Like, I got a couple of her books, I got a couple arcs and stuff, and it's like there's too many books to read, and I'm like trying to. But I think I can find it in audio. So I may, because her new series is an audio and script, so I may be able to listen to it.
I haven't listened to the audio, so I don't know how the narrators are with her, but this book is one of my favorite. I mean, she writes very difficult plots. Like, one of those authors that you don't know how the characters are going to find their happily ever after. You're like, how is this going to work?
Yes.
But she makes it work every single time. This one, the hero actually is planning revenge. So he's kind of using the heroine as a tool to get revenge on someone else. And he ends up falling in love with her, like completely head over heels, insane in love with her. And it is so incredible to watch. I loved it. So I guess that one kind of qualifies as enemies to lovers too, but it's one of my favorite books. I love it so much. This one is very old school.
Yeah.
People don't know her. Her name is Marsha Canham, I think. Canham. I have no idea how to pronounce it. But she's still writing, but very, very seldom. I think she's semi-retired. She wrote some excellent adventure romance. Like, if you want Robin Hood, she's your gal. She wrote a series, 3 books, Robin Hood. But my favorite series of hers is one that took place during Culloden. I don't know if that's how you say it. The Scottish battle from Outlander.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She wrote that first.
Really?
There's a set of 2 books. And the first one is called The Pride of Lions. And it's a duet. Mm-hmm. Same couple. And the second book is called Blood of Roses. Mm-hmm. And very heavy on the history. So if you like history, if you like meaty historicals, this is an excellent book to read. The romance starts as enemies to lovers. And then there's a separation, so it's kind of like a second chance. Who is larger than life. He is a renegade that comes back to fight for his family on the Scottish side. And he is a criminal. He's being sought after by many people. And he kidnaps the heroine. And it's like a forced marriage trope. And they end up falling in love, of course. He falls first, which I like. I always like a hero that falls first. And then they go through, like, it's kind of like them against the world after that. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's a very sweeping, epic love story. The books are like 500 pages apiece. And it's very angsty. The second book made me cry. There is a happily ever after, but it's very bittersweet. it's just an amazing read. I would highly recommend her books, all of her books.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'm like, I'm dying to edit this episode so I can write down the titles and then go back and get the books and start reading them. Like, I'm like a historical romance newbie, so like I read all the popular ones and I'm like, okay, I need like old historicals and like sweeping stories that would just get me out of my comfort zone, you know.
These are very different from what is being put out nowadays. I have to say they're longer. They're a lot longer, and I think there's a lot more history in the old technology. So I don't know, I could keep going, I have a lot.
Yeah, if you want to keep going, give me a couple more.
Let me see. 5 stars.
Or books that you gosh about, that like you just like, they don't get you 5 stars, but they're like, they just, there's something about it that you just want to, you can't stop talking about them.
There's one called Lady Gallant by Suzanne Robinson. This is also very old. She wrote medievals mostly, but this one takes place during the Elizabethan era. Well, not really, because she was still a princess. She wasn't a queen yet. So it's like the 1500s, I think, 1600s. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact time frame. My history is a little muddy. But it's a book about, it's kind of like the rake and wallflower trope. Mm-hmm. Is very good looking, he's very popular, he's got all the women, you know, he's a rake, and she's mousy and she's quiet and people call her the mouse and they make fun of her because she's, you know, just unassuming and she doesn't talk, she's very shy, but she has a very big secret. She's actually a spy for Princess Elizabeth, because Elizabeth is trying to take the throne from her crazy sister.
Yeah.
So he wrote, she can't tell the hero this. So the hero thinks that she is plotting for the other side.
Mm.
He marries her under false pretenses and is kind of like, and she's in love with him. She has been in love with him forever. But she doesn't think that she can have him because, you know, she feels like she's less than because people have treated her that way all her life. Mm-hmm. He ends up falling in love with her, even though he thinks she's the enemy. And it's so good. I love this book. And then he does something terrible in at the middle of the book because he's an idiot. But then he has to make up for it. And the grovel at the end, it's amazing. I recommend you find this book somewhere because it's so good.
God, that book sounds so good. It has all the elements that I like about it. The wallflower, the rake, the spying, the Elizabeth period. Like, it just sounds so good. It's like Kendall.
Yes, it's one of my favorites. I reread it all the time. And I've read her other books, but none of them have hit me as hard as that one. That one's the one I go through all the time. Connie Brockway, I don't know if you have heard of her.
Yeah.
She wrote a book called As You Desire, and it's one of the best pining hero books I've read. Mm. I love this, by the way, in case you can. It takes place in Egypt, which is, I love different settings in historical. Mm-hmm. Place in Egypt. And it's kind of like, he's kind of like a renegade. If you've ever watched the movie The Mummy,
mm-hmm.
he's kind of like that character. He's kind of like devil may care, kind of a adventurer type hero.
Yeah.
And he's in love with the heroine, but he thinks he can't have her because there's a big secret. And I don't want to spoil it, but there's a good reason why he pushes her away. So she thinks he doesn't care for her, even though she tried to like get with him at one point and he pushed her away. So she gave up on him. But the angst in this book, and he pines so well. And, he's like a poet, and he's just reading poetry everywhere. Oh, I love this book so much.
Oh, this looks so good.
Yeah, if you love pining heroes, this is your book. He pines. Well.
Yeah.
If you like medievals, I have another one, Laura Kinsale, Go for Heart. This is also one of those big sweeping romances. It's like 600 pages long, but it's amazing. It's kind of like Class Differences at the same time because he's a knight and she's like a princess. And they know they can't be together. She's promised to another.
Mm-hmm.
you know, those marriages with powerful nobles and barons and stuff. But that book, I mean, Laura Kinsale, all of her books are incredibly well written. The plots sound bananas most of the time, but they work.
Mm-hmm.
Romance is just amazing. She's an amazing writer. Incredible. I think that's all I have.
These are awesome recommendations. I love this. I love hearing old school romance that can work, that you have tried, and they look so good. They sound like catnip for me, which is like, it has the elements that I love. And I'm like, I can try this, you know?
Let me know, because I love gushing about these books.
I will. I will definitely let you know. So this is awesome. So tell us where you can find you online and where, how can you support your store?
I am at By the Trope on Instagram, and I'm also on eBay under Gigi Reads Romance. And I have my own personal Bookstagram account, which is Gigi Reads Romance. You can follow me at one or both.
I love that. Awesome. Thank you, Gigi, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.